Okay, we're going to do a breath meditation. It's going to be a little bit of like a walkthrough of some of the different basic strategies for developing breath meditation, which can be a little bit boring. So we're going to try to introduce an element of, I wouldn't say fun, but at least of friendliness right at the beginning. And as usual, the first thing is to get a posture that you can feel good about for the next 30 minutes or so. And see if you can gently kind of elongate along your spine, all the way up along the back of your head, and allow your shoulders to drop back and relax a little bit. And it may result in your chin coming in a little bit towards your neck. See if you can feel your weight really going straight down through your seat. So you should have kind of a twofold feeling, one of holding yourself upright and being a little bit engaged, alert, and a sense of that uprightness and alertness being firmly rooted here in the spot. And this is not much to accomplish, but see if you can feel some sense of satisfaction about having at least come this far. See if you can be pleased as punch about your wonderful posture. And just generally about being here and making some time to work with your mind. And why not see if you can give rise to a kind of a friendly feeling, a friendly orientation towards this moment, towards whatever's coming up. Could be towards yourself. Hey, you kind of a thing. So, as we go through the breath meditation stuff, see if you can keep an element of kind of friendliness or warmth, because it's a process of kind of getting to know something, getting to know the present moment. And it's nice to get to know in a friendly way. Why not? And I want to once again remind you about that uprightness and that rootedness. Okay, so be upright and be rooted right here. And again, I'm going to emphasize the chin. Okay, that your chin should be down just a little bit. You don't need to bury it in your neck. But you don't want to be like, I don't know. You know how like Porky Pig throws his head back and floats through the air after the scent of a delicious, I don't know what Porky Pig likes to eat. But there's this kind of dreamy thing. You throw your head back and you have a kind of dreamy. Like a sense that you're pursuing something that's not here. And so as we enter into the breath meditation, what I'd like you to do is to have a little bit of confidence that the sensations of breath are going to come to you. It would be quite strange to have to go anywhere to find them, would it not? So as you pick your spot to attend to the sensations of the breath, and I'm going to recommend the nose. Keep in mind that you don't have to lean or change your bodily orientation in any way to get closer to the sensations of the breath of the nose. You can be upright and solid right here. They're gonna come to you. So we're just going to use the two words for starters, the basic words of in and out for the in and out breath. And see if you can resist the urge to feel that you have to seek after the sensations of the breath. When you say in, and of course the point is not just to say in, but to be aware of the sensations of the breath that are happening at the nose. Let's see if you can do it in such a way that you feel very solid and you have kind of a little bit of confidence that they're going to come to you, so to speak. Same thing when you say out. And this is a very low pressure orientation toward the breath. So don't really worry too much about the sensations of the breathing, except for when you say in and out. For the rest of the time, see if you can just keep a friendly regard towards whatever's coming up in the body and mind. And that is, it's doing work because obviously, whatever inertia you're carrying into the meditation needs to work itself out. And it's nice if it can land in a kind of field of friendly awareness. We're going to add the element of counting, which is adding the element of a kind of intention to sustain the practice, push it out through the rest of the meditation. So on the in-breath, you're just going to say to yourself, one, you're going to do the same thing, get in touch with the sensations of the breath. And on the out breath, you're going to say to yourself, one. And on the next breath, it's going to be two, all the way up to 10. And then you're going to count backwards from 10 to back down to one. And it's not a race, it's not a contest. And see if you can avoid to add an element of pressure here. If you want to deliberately bring anything to it, bring the kind of, see if you can cultivate a sense of quiet confidence. This is what I'm doing. I'm not going to depart from this practice of getting in touch with the breathing. And with the help of the counting, I'm going to know that I haven't departed. And if you do end up losing your spot, that's fine. You just start back over at one. See if you can avoid abandoning that kind of friendly sense of connection with what's happening in the moment, with the moment of reconciliation with the breath, with present moment experience. You can take a moment to kind of see if you have an idea about just about how what percentage you're oriented towards the breathing now. You know, say, doesn't have to be big, it could be 10%, you know, 90% of your mind's surging off elsewhere, whatever the state of the mind is, it's just fine. And we're going to do two deliberate things now to try to develop the awareness of the breath a little bit. First, we're going to see if we can kind of increase the resolution a little bit, and we're going to have two words. Words are going to be fully aware, fully on the in breath, and aware on the out breath. Now, remember, you're not chasing after any sensations here. You're not entertaining the absurd idea that you would have to depart from anywhere and go towards anywhere to experience the sensations of the breath. Fully aware is just bringing a sense of openness that the sensations of the experience of the breath sensations could possibly be more vivid. And you might see if you can gently collect your senses a little bit. If you feel that there's some activity of mind that's going, in some other direction. See if you can relax that division of attention. Make more of yourself available to the sensations of the breath. And I personally don't think you need to be too strict with yourself about what sensations of breathing are included here. If in this process there are sensations of breathing, that aren't strictly at the tip of your nose, that are naturally included, that's just fine. And we're going to extend the awareness to accompany the entire in and out breath now. And I think the word's going to be all along. All on the in breath, along on the out breath. And this isn't something that needs to be, the result of strain, tension to achieve. Just see if you can quietly cultivate that sense of unyielding orientation towards the sensations of the breath. And a huge help here can be to enjoy what it feels like to breathe. You can try on the conviction that you simply will not depart from the sensations of the breath. And if you like now, here for the last couple of minutes, if it's something that feels within your grasp to try, see if you can drop all the words. Of course, thoughts, words may arise, pass away naturally on their own. And see if you can just give free rein to uninterrupted enjoyment of breathing. Before we end, just see if there's any little corner of your experience that has a need for some directed awareness, friendliness. If there's a little feeling somewhere clamoring for attention and somehow it hasn't gotten any yet. Hello, my little feeling, etc.